We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top, Toshima. The Gemara had a Shaila, if the mouth of a para is considered like the Rosh HaNizik, the place where he is standing, so his mouth is the same Mokoim, like the place he's standing, it's called Shush HaNizik, his mouth, or even though he's standing in Shush HaNizik, his mouth is called Shush HaMazik. That's the Shaila. And Afkamina would be is, if someone puts something into his mouth, is that considered Shush HaNizik or not? If he's standing in it, it's called Shush HaNizik, then it's Shush HaNizik. If not, it's called Shush HaMazik. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara was posted to Shaila already. The Gemara's going back in time, saying when we had the Shaila, we tried to bring different rayas. Now I'm trying to bring a raya to that Shaila, is Pia Parak, Pia Mazik, or Pia Nizik. Zok the Gemara, Toshima, Shisaboy, Es Hakelev, Shisaboy, Es Anachosh. If someone went ahead and he enticed or he raced on the Kelev to go hit that person, or he told the Nachosh, he got the Nachosh to go hurt that person, Shisaboy, which means he got him to go after that person. Look at your potter. Because of grammar. Even though I caused the dog to bite Reuven, or I caused the Nachash to bite Reuven, it's potter because I didn't do it, the Nachash did it. Even though I enraged the Kelev and got him to go do this, still your potter. Mam potter. Who's the potter? Meshasa potter. The look is the one who sent the animals potter. V'chai bala Kelev. But bala Kelev is chai. The owner of the Kelev is chai. We're assuming over here that Shisabai was even in a case where the guy who did this incited the Kelev actually put Reuven's hand into the Kelev's mouth and stole the Loch Ezipata. So why? If the Kelev's mouth is like Shusha Mazik, let him say, well, why should I be chayv? Why should the owner of a dog be chayv? Who asked you to put your hand in? What's your hand doing in the mouth of my Kelev? So tomorrow, even Potter af Meshasa. Everyone is Potter. The Bala Kelev is Potter because Shusha Mazik. And the Meshasa is Potter because of Grama. The boy say, another pshat in this price would be is the Afkel Nivi Vesarte. The Kelev stuck its fangs out and bit it. Or by a nachash also, stuck out its poison and hurt it outside the mouth. And there, it's definitely chayiv, it's not called Rishus HaMazik, and there, that's why the Kelev and Nachash should be chayiv. Again, the Meshasa is part of, because he's only a grama. Toshema, Hishuk Bayes HaNachash. Someone took the Nachash, and took someone's hand, and put it into the mouth of the Nachash. He took his friend's hand, or he took the Nachash and brought it to his friend, and until he put the friend's hands into the Nachash and it bit him. Hishuk b'Nachash, he made the Nachash bite Reuven. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chayiv Misa, the one who did this, is Chayiv Misa, because it's called murder. V'cham paitim, v'cham hold, no, your potter, the v'cham hold, that's called a grama. V'amar of Achav Yaakov, what's pshat? K'stim tzalem with the Rabbi Yehuda, od eres Nachash ben Shinov. The eres Nachash is between his teeth, and once you do that connection between Reuven and the Nachash, that is murder itself. So, Eres Nachash v'shinav o'emed. L'fikach, makish v'sayif. The one who did this is chayiv as murder, as ritzicha, is chayiv sayif. The man who put Reuven's hand into the Nachash's mouth. V'nachash pata. The Nachash is not chayiv misa. The rechachamim, Eres Nachash v'atzmei meki. He coughs it up himself. The Nachash himself coughs up the poison. L'fikach, Nachash v'skila. The Nachash is the one who's responsible. He gets skila. Makish pata. The one who did this is only a grama. So that's the machlekes. But via must be part of chazam azik dami lemalei. Why is the nachash chayav skila lemalei? Baba yotukum the chavoy. What's your hand doing in the mouth of the snake? So why is the nachash chayav misa? So Gemara says leinyan katala leyamrinan. This whole din that you say tarcha b'shus of my bayi. What are you doing in marashus? Is only said regarding chiyev of payments. But it comes to the behema getting chayiv misa for killing someone, that is even if it's a chotza mazik. And therefore, it wouldn't be a riot from here. And the bottom line is that this part of Gemara stayed with the shayla pi para kechotza nizik dami or kechotza maz dami, but the Gemara before, the ma'isa paskin that it's kechotza nizik dami in any case, so therefore you never have that taina anyway, that tarcha v'shus of abayi, what's your hand doing in my mouth, in the mouth of behema, because it's always considered kechotza nizik. That you don't say in katala regarding killing the animal. How do you know this chilik? The time of the brayse. Hanichnis the chotzer ba'abayi shaloi v'rishus. If someone goes into the chotzer of someone else without rishus, v'nokhu sharish ba'abayis, and he got kicked by the cow of the owner, umes, he dies. Hashar b'skila, shkar b'skila, bayam tumer kaifa. But bayam is potter, because what are you doing in my property? So bayam tumer kaifa, my time, but omle b'shusi, my boy, what are you doing in my property? My boy, so what are you doing in my property? Shar, nami lame lame, my boy, why is shar chayv misa? Lamaisa, what are you doing in my property? You don't say that taina regarding killing the behemoth. You don't say this taina. What are you doing in my rishus? Hanu izi beit harbu. There was these goats from the place called the mishpacha called beit harbu. He was eating up the property. Rav Yosef was eating stuff on the property. Omli Abaya. So Rav Yosef told Abaya's Talmud to zil emel hu lemarayu. Let's new. Go tell the owners to keep away the animals. It's ruining my field. Amalei, at my azel, why should I go? The azilna, if I go, they'll tell me, Amrili, ligdo mahagdira. But right, put a fence around your field. You don't have a fence around your field, it's your fault. V'i, v'igada, if that's the chiyav on every homeowner to make a fence around this field, so shein the chayav achmona echazachlo. What's the case of shein's chayav? It has to be a shishanizik, and you have to make a fence. So what's the case? So Amar says, kishachatra, when he dug under it, inam denafol gud of a lila, or it fell at night. And it fell at night. Then that's when Shane's chayiv. That's when the chayiv for Shane, when he tried to do whatever he could, and he the fence fell down with a dog under it. Then that case, the Shane is chayiv. But if your field is open, this Gemara is saying you're not the behemoth is not chayiv because you put your thing in the open. There's a tain on you. You should keep everything. You have to keep everything put away and should not keep things in the open. You keep things in the open, that's already a tana you, and you have the chiv to actually close your thing. And even if you close your thing, that you did that, so then if it goes under it, then avada, then you are, then the behemoth will be chayv. But if you leave it open, then it's there is no tana. Now, this idea is shtickle apella, because what are you telling me? A Shane is, I have to watch my field from the behemoth? You keep your behemoth out of my property. It's a pella. So Tosis really asks this kasha. Tosis v'maschi yochli. Tosis says, Hayinishmat Abaya. Abaya was trying to get out of this. So Yechavis leilech l'sham. He didn't want to go there. What's the raya that Abaya is wrong? That Tanan ochlo matoichach hanos v'shalemes. If the behemoth eats from inside the store, he's chayiv, even though it wasn't protected. He didn't say you have to lock your store. And therefore he says that it's only Abaya was trying to get out of it. And he brings down the Rav Alphas Taka Pasuk like Rav Yosef. And he doesn't bring down Abaya at all. But there are Rishonim like the Rosh and others who tried to answer this idea. And they say there's a difference. That inside the city, there I could sell things without putting a fence around it, like a store. Masha'inkin, outside the city, Mechutzlir, you have to watch your sadas because you have to expect animals to get there, and therefore it's your fault. It's a big shayla halacha. Lamaisha, the ikar looks like a pasuk aversive that avada. You have to watch your shar, and not I have to watch my field. So the maravaita, hani easy the shuka, the mafsidi. There was these izim that they were waiting to be shechted for the butcher, but the butcher was waiting for Yontif, for the time when people need meat. So he's waiting around, but he was going to shech these izim, these goats. The mafsdi, and they were causing damage. He's paying for the damage, they were causing damage. So masterim b'marayo trei v'tlasi zimnim, you warn the owners two or three times that watch your goats. Itzai itzai, if it listens, good. B'loi omer lei tiv ha-masachta v'kabuzuzach. Go now and shechta now, and whatever you can make now, whatever money you make now, don't wait for the season. You have to shechta now. Your behemoth is being mazik. And like Taisa speaks out, let's see Taisa, hanu izi. Dafku bahana the karma shechita. Dafku, the ones that are karma shechita, you make them shechta. But even though they're willing to pay what they're mazik, I'm not going to go into Bezdim with you. Like a sadi, no edim. But zok toisves, ava eiz lechalba, if you have an eiz that's for milk, you have to keep it alive. You can tell him, the guy will say, I'm not killing my shar now, my goat now. If it damages, I'll pay. That you could say. Like you see in the Gemara before, it says there, Rav Yosef told them, go watch your behemoths. It doesn't say you have to shecht your behemoths. So the bottom line is, the only time that you could force over the shecht is only if it was oimer l'shchita, it was made for meat. But if it was made for the milk, then there's no taina that you have to shecht it, just you have to watch it. If you don't have to watch, you have to pay for it. But you can't force them to shecht it and kill it. Zok denayim mishta, new mishta. Ezu tam veezu mood. What's a tam, what's a mood? Mood, kosha either by shloisha yamim. You have edim that it was mazik 3 days, then it's considered a mood. But three times not enough. It has to be 3 different days. what's called, what hasn't come back a time, the time shiyachas by shloisha yomim, has to go 3 days without kicking an animal, then it becomes back a time. The Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei oimer muad shiyidah by shloisha pamim. First of all, he argues and says, 3 times is already a muad, even without being 3 days. 3 times is enough. It's considered a time once the children can play with it and doesn't kick those children. Like Tosfos speaks out, even though a person has mazel, and maybe that's why it's not hurting the kids, it's so calm that the tenokas could play with it, it went back to being time. And Zok Tosfos, of course, Ramei agrees that if it doesn't kick for 3 days, of course that's enough. Just saying that even one day it's possible to come back a time. How? When the kids play with it. But Tosfos speaks out, 3 times in 1 day that doesn't kick does not become back a time. It definitely needs 3 days. That even Rabbi Meir will agree that regarding to come back a time needs 3 days. So my time. My time means what's the makar that 3 times, after 3 times is a mu'ud? What's the makar that 3 times is a mu'ud? 3 days is a mu'ud, but 3 times are 3 days. Oh, Abaya, the Pasuk says in the Torah, it says, Tmoil, I read the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, shoshim. And we're darshing from mitmoil shoshim, that first lashon tmoil means 1 day back. Chat. Mitmoil, the extra mem, teaches us that's two days. Shoshim is 3 days. V'loyish ben abalav, after 3 days, you don't watch it, yinimichai v'nedek shalim. Also, negicha revi is the fourth negicha, yinimichai v'nedek shalim. Rava Amar, tmoil mitmoil is all one. That's 1 day. Chat. Shul Shoyim is 2. This tray. B'loish v'renu ha'idna chayiv. After 2, the third one, Rechayiv Nezek Shalom. That's what Rashi learns. Rechayiv Nezek Shalom on the third one already. Tois is August. Tois says no one holds after 2 times Rechayiv Nezek Shalom on the third time. Tois says that they both hold it's the 4th time. So B'chalik is going to make the drasha. The first one, the Amadarshan, is Tmoil, Mitmoil, and Shul Shoyim has 3. And the B'loish v'renu Balav is the 4th time. According to Rava, Tmoil is 1. Shul Shoyim is 2. And B'loish v'renu is 3. And afterwards, for the 4th time, you'll be chayav nezek shalom. But according to Tosfos, Kuli Yama, you chayav nezek shalom only on the 4th time. And the Gemara's go vayta and explain Rav Meir now, what's the tzad, that why, for Rav Meir, why 3 times is enough? Here it sounds like 3 days. Mitzmol shoshayim is 3 days. And he's going to say, no, even 3 times already is considered a mu'ud. And we'll see that, Mitzmol shoshayim, on tomorrow's shiur.